Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Prosthetic devices, that's my topic. Prosthetic devices. You know, many, many people utilize a prosthetic device. And in so doing, they are able to achieve goals in life and live life somewhat normally. You know, the prosthetic devices that we usually think are dentures, glasses, hearing aids, canes, a prosthetic leg, kind of a false leg. You know, we have all kinds of devices that help us live our life. And the general belief has been, you know, you have to have a high quality device. You have to have an expensive device to achieve and to do well in life if you need some kind of a prosthetic device. In other words, you need a very expensive hearing aid, or you need a very expensive denture. You need a very expensive pair of glasses. And the more expense that you put in, there's a belief that somehow that will make life go better and easier for you. In other words, you'll be effective in your daily living. Well, that's an idea that probably is not necessarily true. And now devices can be effective, but it isn't because they're expensive. It isn't because they have beautiful color. It isn't because they are well made. It isn't because they have a reputation or a trade name associated with them. The device itself, its effectiveness in its use, depends upon the individual itself. You know what it is? Self-esteem. Self-esteem. Now, recently I came upon some research from Nigeria, University of Lagos in Nigeria. A Dr. Malamo was the primary researcher on this particular project. I had opportunity to visit with her and speak with her regarding this and get some of her views. And here's the idea that was put forth in this research and the findings of it. They used dentures, people who were newly prescribed dentures. And they looked at then those that utilized the dentures for good and those that did not. Maybe they were hesitant to use them or didn't use them very much, or they didn't feel like they really accomplished anything. They weren't really helpful, if you will. Well, what this researcher found was that when you use a device, in this case dentures, and you're going to look at how effective that's going to help you live your life, it's based on one critical factor: your self-esteem as the individual using that device. In other words, if you have high self-esteem, there's a high likelihood that that device, that prosthetic device, will be thought of as a helpful tool and one that will help you achieve your goals in life, live your life effectively, accomplish goals, accomplish tasks that otherwise you would feel would be beyond you to accomplish. In other words, to overcome barriers and overcome difficulties and accomplish tasks and be successful to the challenges that you meet in life. Interesting. The device itself does not help one become effective. It's the self-esteem of the individual using that device which helps that person become effective and meet the challenges of life successfully. Now, the implication of this study is interesting, because although the researcher looked at dentures, the same concept, the same finding, the same general principle, in all likelihood, applies to eyeglasses and hearing aids and the use of canes and the use of other prosthetic devices of arms and hands and legs. You see, again, it's not the prosthetic device. It's not the quality of the prosthetic device or the expense of the prosthetic device or the color of the prosthetic device. It's like in teeth. The whiter, the better, you know. Not necessarily. It's the self-esteem of the person who uses that device, and that will enhance the likelihood that the challenges of life and day-to-day will be met and will be accomplished successfully by those people who have positive self-esteem. And doctors and prosthetic device technicians of various kinds have to be on the lookout for people who have low self-esteem. And if you're going to give a prosthetic device to a low self-esteem person, you're going to have to do a lot of educating. You're going to have to do a lot of discussion as to how that person can meet challenges and be successful and overcome the challenge of self-esteem so that the device, the utilization of the device, will be fully utilized and successfully utilized in your life. So it goes back to you. It goes back to the wearer. It goes back to the individual and that self-esteem. If you have self-esteem, it will tend to work. If you don't have self-esteem, then there needs to be an educational process to develop that self-esteem and see how that device can be effectively used and effectively utilized as a device to meet the challenges of everyday living and beyond. So, whether it's dentures or hearing aids or whatever, it goes back to you, back to the self-esteem that you have, and that you then meet life, and you go out and meet life. Now think of the person who has difficulty walking and utilizes a cane or a walking stick of some kind, and they're embarrassed or they're hesitant to use it in public. Well, that means their self-esteem is probably pretty low. And they either won't use it, or they won't use it effectively, or they won't use it sufficiently, they won't use it fully, and they won't get the benefit of it. But if that person takes that walking stick or cane or whatever, if he has high self-esteem to start with, he'll just go forth and use that stick and accomplish the task, walk the miles or whatever it might be that needs to be done, because they do so in confidence, they do so with pride, they do so with fulfillment, and the expectation of challenges being met and success being achieved and a positive experience being experienced as well. So, how's your self-esteem? You wear a prosthetic device of some kind? Well, if you do, check your self-esteem. If your self-esteem is high, you're probably making good use of it. If your self-esteem is low, you're probably not making adequate use of that device you have. And you might want to get a little health therapy. You might want to get some little counseling to help you enhance your self-esteem so that you can utilize the device that you have for its full effect in helping you live your life fully and meet the challenges of every day fully and head on. Okay, there you are. So it's not the device, it's you. Thanks for joining me today on the podcast. Go to my website, booksbyhedberg.com. Quite a few different books in there. You got Father's Day coming up, the nice little book for Father, Lessons from My Father. Be a great book to pick up for Father's Day. And for kids, check the book out on Kids Alive. Kids Alive. A great little book to help kids learn values and morals and the languages that they need to learn, the words from language they need to learn, such as the word no. And how can you teach children to learn the critical words of life that will help them achieve their life expectations and the goals that they have head on and well. So Kids Alive is a great book for kids, and parents working with kids in that little task that the book brings to you, and it's a way for parents and kids to interact. And then, of course, the book on Father's Lessons from My Father. I recommend it to you. Okay, bye for now.